Good day, May.
Kia ora koutou katoa from Aotearoa.
Magandang araw mga bashies.
This is Finding Answers Season 3 with JR.
And Tina.
Wow.
Season 3. Oh, parang ngayon pa lang eh. Basta, anong balita? Anong bago?
Eto, nakasando tayo pareho.
Oh, summer na kasi,
diba? Yun yung bago. Oo. Yun yung bago.
Diba? Ang ano, opposite ng guest natin ngayon, diba?
Lamig na lamig siya.
Laka siguro ng aircon.
True. Oh, pero malalaman natin kung bakit.
Oo nga. Oo. Surprise yan. Pero diba, ang pinakabago ngayon is open na ang bubble between Australia and New Zealand.
Yes, super open na ba? Or they're still
slightly pa lang.
Kung paano yung mangyayari.
Ano pa lang, talks pa lang. Pero ang sabi, ang peg nila is early next year. So, sana magtuloy-tuloy.
Wow. Exciting, no?
Dito sa Melbourne kasi, zero cases pa rin eh. Like, 40 plus days na. So, kung magtuloy...
That's very good.
Very, very good. We like that so much.
Yes. Please continue to fight.
Wow. Ayun.
Pero, ano ba yung sinasabi?
Ano ba yun? Hindi, pero kasi nag-book din ako ng trip sa Sydney. Pero nakakatawa lang kasi a day after ko mag-book, biglang nagkaroon sila ng mga community transmission. So, as we speak, 5 cases na today. So, hopefully, not because magta-travel ako doon, but hopefully, ayun, hindi matuloy.
Let's hope for the best.
Oo, kasi diba, hero din yung mga frontliners natin eh. So, dapat ano. Speaking of, may kilala ka bang COVID-19 frontliners dyan sa New Zealand?
I do.
You do?
No, a bunch of our friends are nurses and health workers actually. Hindi, si Jeric, di ba? Yung guest natin last time about weather.
Love natin yan.
Actually, nurse siya. And, well, all I can say is talagang I salute? Saludo kami sa inyong lahat, mga frontliners, for being strong, hardworking, and passionate sa inyong mga jobs while the world is fighting an intense battle with a global pandemic.
Ay, lalim.
So, some of the stories that I heard in other countries, especially, iba talaga yung pinagdaanan ng mga frontliners. Diyan ba sa Australia, may makilala ka?
More like paparating, papapasok na doktor galing Pinas. So, kaka-approve lang ng visa niya, tapos flight niya sa 27. So, ayun, at least, alam natin, tumatanggap pa rin sila ng mga medical workers from other countries. Pero yun nga, nakita ko rin yung mga pictures, di ba, ng mga frontliners na merong mask, yung ano nila, yung marka dun sa face nila. Oh, nakita ko siya sa Instagram right before we jump. So, ayun. Pero ano, alam, talagang believe tayo sa mga frontliners and health workers. The best talaga sila.
You couldn't be more right.
Ayan na naman yung you couldn't be more right. Oh, di ba? Favorite natin.
And the world has been a witness of that, and it became really obvious in 2020, you know, which turned out to be a very interesting year. And speaking of health workers, the health industry remains to be one of the most common professions for fellow Filipinos around the world, dito din sa Oceania region, di ba?
Oo, I agree. You couldn't be more right. Ang pakibalik naman yung ano.
Ayan.
And it has always been in demand as well. Especially for Pinoys, di ba? I believe we have established a great image for this industry and the whole world. Sabi nga sa Health Services Research. Oh, nag-research tayo niyan. The Philippines is the largest exporter of nurses worldwide.
Wow! Ang galing naman natin mag-export. Mm. And I think this is also the reason bakit for this episode, we have invited a practitioner of this industry at actually based siya sa Australia.
Ay, talaga ba? Mm. Oh, wow.
So, our guest for this episode is ako pa, podcaster of mine actually, o diba? Wow. He's also one of the host podcasters of I Am Mad Talks podcast para sa aming award-winning youth org in the Philippines na I Am Making a Difference. So just like our org, he is also famous in his field in social media. And in social media.
Oh, viral siya!
Viral
siya! Not once, but twice!
Or many times. Or,
many times.
Ilang beses. Tanong natin sa kanya. Mm. Alam niya yan, malamang may tali yan. Ilang beses na ba ako nag-inquire?
Ay, kulang tayo for this year. Malamang may ganun. Pasabog ulit tayo. Ganon.
He was featured in choosebrisbane.com.au as one of the 2018 student ambassadors. Meron siya ng testimonial about why choose Brisbane as a place to study. And he was also featured in pep.ph. Sabi dun sa article sa PEP, Suharto Arjao, to his friends, was the 7th placer in the 2015 nursing board exams. And despite being a board top-notch, Arjao had worked as a toilet cleaner, fish vendor, barbecue boy, and waiter. It was only after 3 years of struggling in these odd jobs that he was finally able to practice his profession as a registered nurse in Australia. Very interesting, isn't it? So
yeah.
We'll hear more about his story in this episode. But for now, welcome to Finding Answers, Mr. Zhao Jendam.
Welcome!
Hello guys, kamusta kayo?
Uy, thank you.
Ang intro para patapos.
parang mag-hi lang ako tapos tapos na pala siya.
Nakakalahati na nga tayo sa episode.
Grabe, natutuwa ako sa research nyo guys. Napaka-researchable.
Well, research ang show namin.
Tsaka ang laki din ng online footprint mo. So,
oo, totoo na.
Madaling. Marami rin namang sources. Although, yung research team namin ay talagang masipag.
Sino ba yung research team natin? Si JR Chok si Tina.
Kami din.
Si JR Chok.
Oh,
shout out kay JR and Tina who are researching.
Oo, very diligently researching at all times. Uy, Zhao! Thank you, ha? Na, privilege naman kami to have your viral influence.
Napaunlakan.
Oh, napaunlakan, di ba? Wow.
Actually, tinanong kasi niya ako. Nung nag-post tayo last time, sabi niya, kailan na ba yung akin?
Oh,
sabi ko, bakit parang antagal?
Kasi nga, wala pa siya sa quota this year ng virality. Kailangan dagdagan yung online footprint. Oh, wait lang, Zhao. Can you tell us a brief summary of your life? Brief lang, ha? And career.
Kaya nakabilis?
Mga 5 seconds. 5 seconds naman. How did you end up in Australia? Saan ka sa Australia? And was it planned? And bakit Australia? Oh, dami tanong kaagad.
Ang dami pala. Nakaka-pressure. Hindi, how did you end up? Kasi yung family ko, yung mga tita at tito ko, nandito na sila. Pero sa Brisbane naman sila based. It wasn't really planned before kasi my main goal before was to study medicine talaga and practice as a healthcare professional sa Pilipinas. Pero yun nga, when my tita said na, yun nga, parang practicality-wise, it's better to go abroad in a way para maka-earn din ako ng enough money para ma-support ko rin yung sarili ko kung gusto ko pa mag-proceed ng medicine. And why Australia? Syempre, aside from my family being here, it's the closest Western country in the Philippines naman. And living in Brisbane before, it just took us 8 hours flying from Brisbane to Manila straight. So, ayun.
So, very strategic talaga yung Australia. No? Aside from family being there, hindi super duper layo yung flights. At saka okay naman siya in terms of,
yes. I think. At saka, gusto ko yung pagka laid back ng Australia, yung parang chill lang sila, ganun. Hindi sila masyadong palaban, ganun.
Totoo
yan. At saka yung rates ng nurses dyan daw talaga okay.
Oo, okay naman. Oo.
So, nasa Brisbane ka ba ngayon? Or?
Ngayon nasa Canberra ako. I studied my uni in Canberra for a year, then moved to Brisbane for 3 years halos, and then moved back here just parang mga 5 months ago.
Kaya ka naka-bonnet and naka...
Yes. Kasi ang lamig. Grabe, pagpapawisan na nga ako eh.
Oh, and then, pero mas malamig talaga yung Canberra. Mas gusto mo, Canberra or Brisbane?
Mas gusto ko yung weather ng Canberra. Though mas maraming may preferred ng Brisbane. Mas gusto ko yung lamig. Yung parang...
Mahinit sa Brisbane, diba?
Oo, yung parang mayingisay kaya talaga sa sobrang lamig.
Anong meron sa Canberra at siya yung capital?
Ako.
Ayok!
Hindi, kasi andito
so,
yung pangalo.
So, nasa Brisbane ka? Brisbane yung capital?
No, kasi ako dati. Last year. Hindi, kasi ang story dyan is... It was a fight between Sydney yata and Melbourne before kung ano yung magiging capital. So, para hindi na magkaroon ng dispute, I think that's why they made Canberra the capital. And aside from that, all of the embassies naman are located in Canberra, including Philippine Embassy.
Oo, tsaka mga government.
Kasi dapat kapag embassy and government, nasa capital talaga.
Yun nga.
Hindi naman lagi.
Kontra lang eh, no? Mga
sige,
kontra.
Sige, magbigay ka na family na wala ano? Sa capital yung ano.
Slovenia. Oh. Slovenia! Joke lang, wala akong alam.
O sige, mag-digress pa tayo. Question number two pa lang.
Sorry.
Have you always been fascinated by health workers and nursing? And has it been a lifelong dream to be part of this industry? Why or why not?
Yes, absolutely. Kasi nung bata ako, my two aunts kasi are doctors, tapos my mom is a dentist. So when I was a kid, lagi silang parang meron kami mga medical missions, ganun. And syempre nung bata ako, wala naman akong nagagawa masyado. But then when I studied nursing, ayun, mas na-appreciate ko yung profession of being a healthcare professional. Kasi alam mo yun, yung pumupunta ka sa mga far-flung places around the metro, even in Manila, na talagang kailangan ng tulong. And ayun, it made me appreciate the profession more and made me more passionate of pursuing it as well.
Oh, galing. Kanina sa intro ni JR, nasabi niya na merong mga challenges and life struggles you had to go through to be a registered nurse in Australia. Can you tell us more about them? Balita ko naging viral ka because of this. Oh, and my. Ano yung mga key takeaways and lessons na you can share to our mga kabeshi?
Siguro yung life struggles naman talaga yun, aside syempre mainly yung finances, financial aspect naman, di ba? Kasi papupunta tayo dito ng, alam mo, hindi natin alam, tataya kasi talaga tayo pag pumunta tayo sa ibang bansa, hindi lang naman sa Australia.
Anong but number?
I was Quatro!
Pinatulan naman.
Hindi, kasi kasi sa akin naman, andito yung pamilya ko, yung tita ko. So, she was there to help me when it comes to finances. Pero yung isa siguro sa major challenges is yung lungkot, yung homesickness na naramdaman ko. At saka yung parang, during that time, parang like kong tinatanong na, bakit kasi ako pumunta pa ng Australia? Eh, gusto ko na talaga mag-doktor sa Pilipinas. So, alam mo yun, parang it made me question my existence in Australia, na parang tama pa na nandito ako. Kasi, one of the struggles is finding a job. Isa na yun. Kasi kahit naman na supportado ako dito, during the first few months na nag-stay ako ng Australia, nakakahiya pa rin. Kasi parang, I was 21 years old, so parang feeling ko kailangan ko ring may gawin, diba? But it was hard for me to find a job, especially if parang healthcare related. Siguro nga nung nandito ako sa Canberra in 2017, wala talaga akong naging trabaho na related sa profession ko. So yun, nagsimula talaga ako sa waiter, sa pagbabarbecue, sa paglilinis ng toilets. Looking back at it now, those struggles made me appreciate all of those struggles of your parang mas na-appreciate ko yung journey ko na nasa Australia ako, kasi parang pinaghirapan ko talaga siya. Tsaka alam mo yun, it made me stronger, it made me prepared and equipped for more struggles that I will be experiencing in the future.
Galing nun. Pakiboto na po si Jao during that.
Yes, salamat sa susunod na election.
Ano lang din, reality check lang din. Even to those na kahit mga nasa Pilipinas pa, nasabi siguro pag nag-ibang bansa ako, instantly okay na agad. Malaki matusweldo na ako ng malaki, wala naman. Pero meron talagang tayong mga pinagdadaanan. No? Na may process siya before ka makarating dun sa point na you're earning a decent amount, tapos may nakaipon ka na and everything, di ba?
Nakita ko yung viral post ni Joe. I think it's...
Sino si Joe?
Sorry naman.
Joke.
Aussie version.
Nga naman, Aussie version, Joe.
Oo, nakita ko yun. I think may nag-post sa Pinoy's in Melbourne na group. Tapos nakalink dun sa post mo mismo. Tapos thousands na yun. Tama ba, thousands?
Nilike mo ba?
Oh, nilike
mo. Or hinate mo. Angry face.
Oy, hindi naman.
Parang nakita ko nga nilike mo. Parang may nakita akong ganun.
Oo eh.
Nakikisali.
Pero yung ano yun?
Basta makasama ka pasok sa...
Oo, diba? Kahit taga New Zealand siya. Sarot siya.
Hindi, pero parang nakita ko nga yun. Tapos hindi ko lang yata nabanggit na si Jao yan. But anyway, for you Jao, para sa mga interesado na mag-pursue ng field na to, what does it take to break through and thrive in this industry, especially dyan sa Australia? And what do you think are the key characteristics of a Pinoy who can succeed and have a good career kahit sa Philippines tsaka abroad?
siguro I think naman isa talaga doon is yung determination, no? Kasi parang no matter how big or how long you're struggling, kapag meron kang determination na gawin ng isang bagay, kakayanin mo. And Filipinos are known to be resilient. Tama ba? Resilient? Resilient. Pero resilient. Para sa akin, resilient. Pero para sa akin, it's resiliency with reservation. Na parang, mag-a-adjust tayo, mag-a-adapt tayo. But when we think na hindi na siya tama, when we think na sobra na, we have to do something about it. As well, no? Kunyari may dumarating sa ating mga challenges, sige, magpaka-pambo tayo na magiging pliant tayo. Pero pag medyo hindi na tama, medyo sobra na yung nagdadaanan natin, find ways din naman to find the answers, alternative as well, and find solutions kung bakit tayo may ganong nagdadaanan. So, ayun, I think it's determination and resiliency with reservation.
Kumbaga, yung take mo sa buhay is lalaban tayo pero hindi tayo mag-clear.
Oo, lalaban pero may hangganan.
Yun. Oh, yes.
Nasa kaya yung hangganan?
Nasa may Dubai.
Ay! Layo!
Layo. Nakakapiram nga eh. Layo.
Ano naman ang masasabi mo sa nursing industry sa Australia? And siguro kung may alam ka rin sa New Zealand. I mean, sa tingin mo ba, having worked in it, is it still very promising for Pinoys to target as career? Or medyo nasa-saturate na ba siya? Ano yung status niya ngayon?
I think it's still a very promising profession to all of to Filipinos naman, no? Kasi likas sa ating mga Pilipino ang mapag-alaga, eh. Likas sa atin na mapagmalasakit, na talaga kapag meron tayong pasyente, hindi lang natin sila tinitignan bilang pasyente, kundi bilang parang bilang kaibigan na rin siguro, na parang gusto ka natin ma-provide natin yung care para sa kanila. And I think that what makes Filipinos doon umaangat yung mga Pilipino when it comes to nursing sa iba't ibang bansa, no? Sabi nga nila, Filipinos nurse the world. Kasi hindi lang siya trabaho para sa atin, kundi parang it's also our passion to provide care to whoever needs it. Ganun. So, I think nonetheless, if it's Australia, New Zealand, Saudi Arabia, or America, as long as you have that passion to provide care to the people around you, especially those who are needy, then nursing will always be a promising profession.
Right. So, promising pa rin siya at in demand pa rin siya.
Yes, in demand pa rin siya.
Okay. Oh, so, first...
Sige, go. Sige, ako na. Oo. Ang dami ko rin kasi narinig sa mga taga-ibang bansa na halos second nature na rin din kasi sa mga Pinoy na maging mapag-alaga. That's how you're brought up, eh, di ba? Like,
totoo.
Yung mga lola natin, nakatira tayo sa mga lola natin, tayo nag-aalaga sa mga lola natin, and likewise, mga lola natin na natin. Ganon, mapagmahal tayo, well, tight-knit, family-oriented tayo, di ba? So, nadadala natin yung sa profession, hindi lang sa nursing, kundi sa mga anything that has to do with customer service, sa hospitality.
Okay, so kung promising pa rin siya, and if, for example, I'm a nurse sa Philippines, so ano yung pinakauna kong gagawin if I want to jumpstart my transfer to, let's say, Australia or New Zealand or wherever?
I think, sabi nga, kasi sa totoo lang, marami naman talaga itong mga nagtatanong sa akin, like, even friends or kahit yung mga strangers na mga nurses sa Philippines, kung paano ba yung process. Like yung sinasabi na, it's always good and smart to ask help from migration agents, kasi laging pabago-bago yan, eh. For example, nung sa time namin, if wala kang experience like me, at we have to do uni, and good thing noon, meron pang 1 year unit dito sa Canberra. Pero ngayon, wala na. All of them are 2 years na. But if you do have experience, you only have to do a bridging course sa Sydney or sa Melbourne. Pero again, parang alam ko, this year may nagbago na naman. So, ayun, it's always smart to ask someone who is competent or who has really knowledge about migrating to this country, specifically to our profession when it comes to being a nurse.
May mga ibang tips ka ba sa ating mga kabeshies who are listening na interesado maging nurse sa Australia? Kung paano mag-build ng career sa nursing or sa healthcare in general?
Siguro para sa akin, just siguro put it in your mind that you will start from scratch. Na kahit ano yung experience, kahit gano'ng kalawak yung experience mo sa Pilipinas, babalik ka kasi to being a zero nurse or to being a novice. Kasi parang unang-una hindi naman kasi natin kultura yung ipapasok, yung papasukan nila eh. Diba? Iba yung healthcare system, iba yung values, iba yung traditions ng mga inaalagaan. And sabi ko nga, pag yung iba dito from heaps of experience in the Philippines pagdating dito, ano muna, estudyante. So, from being a student, dun pala siya nakakapaghanap ng trabaho. So, ayun, just be humble and, you know, don't think about, alam mo yun, don't think about your experience kasi that would help you prosper as well. But also think about, being okay to start from zero. Being okay to learn new experiences. Yun. Kasi, syempre, hindi naman natin maiwasan may mga tao talaga na mataas na tingin sa sarili nila maski ganito. So, yun yung nagiging problema kasi pagdating dito medyo hindi na nila nakakaya kasi parang sanay sila na mataas. So, ayun, yun, just be humble and learn to start from, again, zero. Ulit-ulit ako doon.
Ganda, hindi, ang ganda nga
yan. Bumaba kayo sa pedestal.
Oo, sa pedestal. Oo.
Tsaka yung lagi nga namin sinasabi sa ibang episodes din na kung ganun lang kadali mag-migrate sa ibang bansa, di 90% na.
Lahat
na ginawa na yon. So, pag nakatungtong ka na sa ibang bansa, may ibang set of challenges pa rin na ikaw lang kakaharapin. So, humility takes you a long way. Kumbaga.
Yeah. Quick question. Meron bang mga forums yung mga nursing or kahit Facebook groups na pwede silang mag-join to ask for information and all that?
Meron naman yata. Kasi, pero dito kasi sa Canberra, meron kami Filipino group talaga na sa Facebook na hindi lang yung sa paghahanap ng work, kundi sa for accommodation or any questions with migration. So, ayun. So, siguro kung may makakilala sila, and alam nila kung saan state talaga sila pupunta, like saan nila sa Melbourne or sa Canberra, sa Brisbane, find people who are staying there. And ayun, connection also will take you far kasi alam mo yon, mas mabuting may kilala ka talaga kung saan ka pupunta.
Iba rin yung mag-ask ka dun sa naka-experience talaga ng process, no? At saka ng profession.
Maraming ganyan sa mga Facebook groups nga na na-mention ni Jao. May Pinoy's in Melbourne, may Pinoy's in Brisbane, may Pinoy's in Canberra.
Minsan nga may Pinoy nurses in something.
Yes, may mga specific ganun talaga. So, tapos ang napansin ko, sobrang helpful ng mga Pinoy doon. Kahit di kayo magkakalala, kahit nasa Pilipinas ka pa, natulungan ka na. Oo.
So, marami talaga mahilig mag-comment.
Ayun din. Pero very helpful din yung event.
At saka siguro segundahan ko lang yung migration agent. So ask from the experts. Pero pag nasa Pilipinas ka pa, be careful lang din siguro kung ano yung mga agencies na lalapitan mo. Kasi yung iba, ginagawa nilang, may mga kilala ko na nagiragawa sometimes na maging money-making scheme. Yung mga gustong-gustong mag-abroad. Tapos parang papangakuan sila na pagdating mo doon, may work ka na agad. Pero hindi pala nila alam. Kulang yung experience nila. I have a couple of friends dito. Like, may ganun talaga na experience nila. Parang, sabi, sige, madali lang. In demand naman and everything. Pagdating pala dito, gagastusan pala nila kasi magbe-bridging sila, mag-aaral sila. And they're not like prepared for that. Akala nila day one.
Diretso na.
Hindi pala. So, yun. Be careful lang din siguro sa mga ganun.
Due diligence.
And research. Totoo. Like, hanapin mo kung kanino ka pwede mag-consult, pero be critical din kung legit ba or something. Mm-hmm. Especially kung may bayad.
Yeah.
Right. So, Jao, thank you naman sa mga tips na yun. Any
shout-out
or promote or something sa pwede mong i-promote? Like, may mga shows ka ba? Upcoming?
Sa GMA7.
Ay, GMA shop.
Walang ABS eh. Wala lang ABS.
If our listeners want to know more about you, your career, and your journey being a nurse in the land down under, where can they follow or get in touch with you?
I have my Facebook page. It's Jao Jundam. Just have to search J-A-O. Jundam, J-U-N-D-A-M. I also have my Instagram account, The Jao Gernaut. It's THEJAOGGERNAUT. And nandun din yung YouTube channel ko, but I seldom post my vlogs kasi sobrang busy.
Why?
Alam mo yun, parang
pero
ang hirap yung celebrity.
Story eh.
Story lang. Eh, pag vlog, mag-effort ka pa mag-edit. So, ayun,
tapos
my face.
Yung TikTok, isama
mo. TikTok. Oh, may TikTok ako, pero hindi ko masabing siya. Nahiya ako eh. Pero yun, may TikTok
pa
din naman.
Tapos na tayo sa edit.
So, if may mga, again, may mga questions kayo or anything, you can message me naman. Hindi talaga ako snap. Kasi marami may message sa akin, tapos pag nireplyan ko sabi, ah, oh, kuya, hindi ka naman pala snap. Hindi lang talaga ako snap. Hindi lang talaga ako nakapag-reply lagi kasi syempre may work din naman ako.
And saan best mag-message?
Sa Instagram or sa Facebook. Instagram. Noon. Okay. Kasi lagi na naka-filtered message kaya minsan hindi ko nakikita. Oh. So, ayun.
Post natin
may
yan.
May mga
post
podcast natin shows ka ba na gustong ipro?
Yes. Yeah, so, please follow us as podcast well on ako. Spotify, Mad Talks Podcast. We also have our Facebook page and I Am Making a Difference. It's an organization. It's a youth-led organization in the Philippines na talagang tumatangkilik sa pagtutulong pagtutulong-tulungan ng mga Pilipino kahit na meron tayong COVID crisis ngayon sa bansa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yung isang project namin, yung Kapit Pinas, no, na award siya ng 10 Outs Accomplished Youth Awards.
Galing!
So, congrats! Okay, punta tayo sa gimmick segment natin for the season. So, I hope, John, nakapag-isip ka nito. Pero, in the entire season, lahat ng guests namin nag-share about hashtag sana nalaman ko agad. So, please share any funny or memorable moment in Australia that made you say, hi, hashtag sana nalaman ko kaagad.
Siguro yung ano, sana nalaman ko kaagad na merong divine prawns. Alam niyo
ano
ba
yan?
Oh my gosh, ano oh, yan? Divine, divine like malaki or
hindi, yung parang pangalan ng prawns, divine.
Okay.
So kasi nag-fish. Hindi, iba siya. So 'di ba nag-fish market nga ako before. So dito ako sa Canberra noon. Tapos yung customer parang sabi niya, "Can I have 1 kilos of the prawn?" Tapos ako, "Yeah, sure." Tapos sabi niya, "Can you show me the vine?" So parang sabi ko, "What?" Tapos sabi niya, the vein. So, syempre, nurse ako. Alam ko yung mga veins. So, kinuha ko yung prawn. May nakita akong itim sa gitna. So, hinila ko. Sabi ko, is this the vein? Is this the vein?
Tapos, eh, ano ba?
The vein lang. Parang yun yung pangalan ng prawn. So, parang gusto niya lang makita yung type of prawn na divine. So, parang sabi ko din sa manager ko, I'm showing him the veins, but he doesn't understand. Oh, syempre, hindi lang understand. Tapos, sabi ng manager
kasi
ko,
kasi
syempre medical professional din naman ako. So parang sabi ng manager ko, no, Jao, it's the name of the prawn. So sabi ko, aha! Yun. So,
wow. Yun.
Paano ulit? Isa pa.
Aha! Pahiya na ako eh. Ayun lang.
Oh, sige bro, nga. Matry nga eh.
Inano mo pa, in-effort mo pa na hilahin.
As in, tinanggal ko yung itim. Sabi ko, is para this the vein? Oo. Kasi parang...
Baka chinarge pa sa'yo yung ano, kasi incomplete.
Ay, hindi naman. Galing.
So, divine prawn. So,
divine.
Okay.
Sige, try nga natin next time. Divine. Galing, divine. No?
Tina, do you have any key learning or shout out for this episode?
I guess, key learning ko lang talaga. And favorite ko na key learning to eh, pag dito sa podcast is, ayun nga, resilience. Pero may point din si Jao kanina, di ba? Resilience with boundaries. Hindi naman tayo martyr na. Kahit alam natin na hirap na at wala pa rin, ano, wala pa rin fruits. Dapat may fruits ang labor eh. Pero may, ano, striking a balance between, you know, resilience and hard work and also knowing kung hanggang saan. Pero yun na nga, sa mga kabeshies natin na nagpaplanong lumipat sa ibang bansa, hindi lang sa Australia and New Zealand. Alam mo yun, talagang kailangan equip ka physically, mentally, emotionally. Ready ka na ibigay ang lahat kasi it's not easy. It's not easy but when you get here, it's worth it.
Oo, no? Masaya naman eh. Mm-mm. Siguro ako ang key learning ko ay ano, resilience.
Kaya-kaya. Ayan, walang originality.
Hindi. At ako dito, we still... The Philippines is still known for being a nurse producing country pa rin talaga. Parang we have the best health workers. So sobrang ironic lang na sa Pilipinas still yung status ng health working. Paano ba? Healthcare industry. Especially yung rates ng mga nurses. Kaya napipilitan tuloy sila umalis. Hopefully, it will change for the better. If not, well, marami pa rin talagang greener pastures na mapupuntahan yung mga healthcare people natin. And Australia and New Zealand are, I think, top choices if ever pagdating dyan. Kasi we can really offer good rates and at the same time, good lives. No? Hindi lang naman sweldo or something. Eh. Pati yung quality of life, ganyan. At saka, well-recognized tayo dito. I mean, may siguro rare cases of discrimination here and there. Pero overall, di ba, okay naman yung environment. So, yeah, I think.
Tsaka tatak ng Pinoy talaga. Tatak ng Pinoy.
Totoo.
Kapag nurse Pinoy, magaling.
totoo. Kaya shoutout din sa lahat ng nurses.
Yes, tama, totoo yan. Mm.
Ayun.
Thank you so much sa mga healthcare workers natin. Thank you kay Jow. Lalo na sa taong
for taking care of our health.
Yes. we're grateful for your presence. Thank you. And sa ating mga kabeshies, hope you have enjoyed our topic for this episode. If you have any other topic suggestions, comments, reactions, or any message you want to send, please get in touch with us on our Facebook and Instagram pages, Finding Answers, or send us an email at finding.answers@gmail.com. Parang awa
yun
na po.
Great! So join us again on our next episode as we close the Season 3 of Finding Answers with JR.
And Tina!
Bye!
Bye! Thanks, ciao!